Now, the institutional calculus of administering death with dignity. As we've heard today, the state of Washington, like neighboring Oregon, legalizes prescriptions of lethal medication for terminal patients. They have to be over 18. They have to ask to end their own lives. Some Washington hospitals will participate. Some won't, for religious or other reasons. And many institutions are somewhere in the middle trying to figure out if or how they will participate. Cassie Sauer is vice president of the Washington State Hospital Association, and she joins us from Seattle. Welcome.
Thank you.
Program. Let's start with an important part of this law. It doesn't have doctors administering lethal drugs to anyone.
No, the law is very clear that the drugs must be self-administered by the patient, which is an interesting twist for patients who actually are unable to administer the drugs themselves. They will not be eligible for the law.
And if indeed their spouse or parent were to assist them, that would be a violation of the law.
That would be illegal, yes. The law is very clear that it must be self-administered.
So what then are the options for a Washington hospital? To have doctors make the prescriptions or not make the prescriptions?
Right. But hospitals have very broad rights under the law. They can prohibit all participation by their providers, which means that they can say that none of our providers may provide a prescription, may counsel a patient, may be involved in this law in any way. They can sort of step aside and allow the providers to make their own determinations. Or what's been very interesting is that many hospitals have found kind of a middle ground where they're saying our doctors may not provide the prescription, but they may serve in a counseling role, helping the patient ensure that they've made the right decision.
I assume that if a doctor does make this prescription, that there's at least as much paperwork involved as there would be in a surgical procedure, for
yes,
example.
Yes, the documentation requirements are quite extensive. The law is very clear about waiting periods and witness requirements and counseling of the patient. And so the hospital, I think, does have a role to ensure that all those the procedures are followed correctly and that the documentation is correctly filed with the state.
I've read that the state of Oregon, next door to you, over the past 11 years, has administered lethal drugs to 401 patients. That's
right.
Less than 40 a year. Hmm?
Or those patients have administered the drugs to themselves.
To themselves. What does a number like 40 a year say to a Washington hospital?
Well, that's been an interesting component of the hospital, as the hospitals have made this decision, because some of the smaller hospitals, I think, feel that the chances that they'll ever be asked for this medication is so small that they may be saying no to participating in the law simply because they don't want to have to create the infrastructure. So I think it will be a rare occurrence, but it is still an incredibly monumental occurrence for that patient and that doctor whose typical relationship is healing and curing and caring to move into a role of helping the patient in their life.
The Washington state law makes it legal for a physician to prescribe these drugs.
Yes.
Does it guarantee the patient a right that someone will prescribe these drugs?
No. I think that in Oregon, there's been a number of patient advocacy organizations that have helped patients find a physician who will get them the drugs. My understanding is that has not ended up being a barrier for many patients there, that the folks who want the medication are able to find a provider who will help them. They may have to travel to do so, but they are able to find one. But there is no right for the patient to receive the drugs.
What are some of the most interesting questions that your association has heard from member hospitals about this?
A really interesting question is, what does our community think about this? And a number of hospitals have decided to look at our Secretary of State has a very informative, interactive map where you can look by county at the vote totals. And so some hospitals have decided, we're going to look at our county vote totals. If our county voted strongly in favor of this law, we'll allow it. If they voted strongly against it, we will not allow it.
Sort of like community standards.
Standard, mm-hmm. And the vote is the best way to determine that community standard.
Cassie Sauer, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Cassie Sauer is vice president and spokesperson for the Washington State Hospital Association. She spoke to us from Seattle.